The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Welcome back. You were gone? Hey, well, hey, Carl, welcome back, Carl, to Free Fire Radio. 5.5 minutes after 7 o'clock here on the 15th of June, 2018, the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Expanded walk-in humidor. Good morning, Jared. Jared was here last night till
1:45
in the morning. Now,
is that like the long base? That, is that the longest baseball game in history? Longest,
Connor and I joked about long games, but 6.5 hours or whatever it was.
How many innings? So,
20 innings.
Then the Crabs won.
All the scores were in between the first and the seventh, and then after that, no one managed to score.
Nobody could get on base. You know what it was there, all those guys were past their bedtimes. And I'm surprised they were still playing. So last night, the Colt 45s played at 1:45 in the morning.
Now you could hear Connor. Yeah, this is the certain inning, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, as it went on, like, okay, we're in this inning.
I could just hear Connor. Connor doesn't expect to be paid more for that game.
How do you keep yourself up for that?
No, I'm sorry, Connor. You're on a contract, buddy. Whether it's 7 innings or 20, you got it.
How do you keep yourself up for that period of time? Can you turn me up just a little bit over there? Bump me up. Currently 63 degrees in the downtown studios. How are you all on this beautiful Friday, 7:07? Today our highs will be 93. It'll be a beautiful day with our lows of 64. Now let's give you a forecast through the weekend. Saturday will be sunny with the temperatures around 89. And Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows of 64. Sunday, Father's Day, calls for a high of 86 and low of 63. Monday, mostly sunny, high of 93. And then we get back up there on Tuesday with a hot day with highs near 98. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Last question, Jared. Who was sponsoring the game last night?
I know this.
Everyday.
Was it?
It was fitness. Yeah.
Everyday fitness. Boy, did they get their money's worth last night. I'm sorry. We guarantee you at least 9 mentions during the game. Commercials, man. That guy had 46 mentions. We ran commercials. That's all it was. You know, the guys were doing push-ups out on the field.
I just want to know. There's got to be some kind of secret. Like, there's not enough Red Bull to keep you going like
that. You know, at some point they run. At some point you run out of pitchers. You know, so then the third baseman comes in and throws the ball. Sometimes a center fielder, you know, the catcher comes up, throws the ball, catches it.
They had people in the stands throwing pitches at the end.
No. They could have. You know what? We have run out of pitchers here. Does anybody like to pitch for the 45s or the Crabs? I'll come down. Yes.
Oh, God.
Okay. This is Friday. It's a great time of the day because we got Amy. Keno.
Good morning, guys.
Come on,
good morning.
Let's put that big smile on your face.
I'm feeling a little bit more refreshed, maybe, than poor Jared is right now.
How are you? And you have our pet of the week, which is a gorgeous, just a really fun, cute dog.
Yes. So I have Keno. Keno's a young dog. He's only about a year, year and a half, maybe. Kind of on the good medium size. He's not too big, not too small. He's a little brindly pit mix, but to me, kind of, I could see Boxer in there maybe, too. He's got a very different looking face, but it's really expressive and very cute, and he is a cuddler for sure.
Yeah, he went right for Jared because, like, he likes boys.
He likes boys, yeah. So his trainer right now, he's in Camp Love a Pet, so his trainer's a boy, too, so maybe that's why he really likes boys. But he is well on his way to knowing a lot of his basic manners. He can sit, lay down, he shakes. He actually does a really cute thing when he shakes because he doesn't want you to take his paw. Like, you take his paw, and then he doesn't want to put it down, and you have to let go of it, and then he just puts it right back in your hand and stares at you like, we're holding hands.
He has a good disposition.
He has a great disposition. He also does great with other dogs. He loves other dogs. So he has been in our doggy play groups as well. So he came into the shelter not knowing a lot of commands, and not really that it was commands. He just came in kind of... not a lot of time spent with him maybe in his previous home. So he's kind of a wild guy in the kennels. but actually quite nice and very, very sweet, and has really come a long way just in the 2 or 3 months that we've had him have come a long way. We've lowered his rating with children, and because at first he was just jumpy and kind of crazy, and now he's gotten just like so well. He's so well behaved. Oh, he's trying to shake for you.
Well, he was so cute.
When he does that, it's a high five when you're far away.
He's very, very cute. Okay, now this dog, it would be a great dog to, again, walk on the trail with.
Yes, he actually walks very well on a leash.
Yes.
Yeah.
Small enough that you can drive around with him and not, mm-hmm. you know, he's not a drooler.
Nope, he's not going to take up half your bed or half your car or half your couch.
And just like I said, you know, you can tell when a dog has got a sweet disposition, be great in the family.
Yeah, I'm not sure he wouldn't take half the bed. He looks like...
He looks like a stretcher. You know, like one of those ones. He's not very big, but he can get
once
big.
Once he gets comfortable, he looks like he might just...
He might just spread out.
Make himself a little too much at home.
Yeah. He's a very, very... He's a leaner.
So not
he's
a pet him,
and he just leans. He leaned on Jared today. Jared moved, and he fell over because he was, like, leaning on him. The dog just fell over because he didn't realize that Jared walked away from him.
All right. So tell us about Haven and your hours again and all the other stuff, because we're always trying to keep our pets... alive, adopted, and loved.
Yes. So Haven's open Monday through Saturday. Visiting hours for animals for adoption is 11 to 5. On Wednesdays, we're actually open till 7, so it's 11 to 7. So if you're working that 9 to 5 grind, you can come in on a Wednesday night. And that has become a really big help for us because there's a lot of people, you know, that do work the 9 to 5, and it's hard to get in and meet their prospective animals. So it's nice to be open a little bit later on one night of the week. And also Saturdays. So Keno actually can go home or can't go home today. He can be adopted, but since he's in Camp Love a Pet, he has to wait until he graduates.
Walks down the aisle.
Walks down his little aisle, yeah.
Has his little flat graduation
exactly,
hat.
Exactly, yes.
And his little diploma.
His little tiny diploma.
Little tiny diploma, and then he throws it in the air.
Yeah, made out of edible dog paper.
You know what? This is a great dog.
Thank you, Amy.
I was watching him with Jared. And he climbs up and tries to get into Jared's lap. And they both just stared lovingly at each other.
Yeah, he just likes to stare at you.
He does. He just, it's not a stare, but he looks at you like, I really like you.
I really like you.
Do you like me? Yeah.
Yeah, so he's available after the 23rd. He can be adopted today. So you can make him a part of your family. And
great
you can
dog
actually,
for walking.
Yep.
How wonderful.
And you can come to graduation and see him graduate, and it's going to be really exciting.
The little gown.
And my oldest child's in Camp Love a Pet this year, and she is having a blast. She is having so much fun.
Well, that's why they had to double up. You know, they're going to need two of them. And if they could, they'd run three.
Yeah.
Because it's such a success.
It is, and it's
for
so
kids
fun.
For and the dogs.
For both, it's just such a win-win situation. Yeah. So
when's graduation?
Graduation is on the 23rd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's next Saturday. So today is his last day of this week, so he's made it Monday through Friday in camp, so now he has another Monday through Friday to go. So he's already learned a ton. He's already really bonded with his trainer. So
okay, what trick does he know?
He knows how to sit, lay down, and shake. And I know that they do one that's kind of like a different trick, but I don't know what it is going to be yet for him. So,
and,
but they show everybody
really
at graduation.
They really learn how to walk on the leash.
Yes, and they learn how to be around other dogs. They get socialized with kids, and so it's win-win.
You know what? You're a wonderful person, Amy.
Well, thank you.
So is everybody out at Haven Humane.
Yeah, we try.
Okay.
All right, well, good luck. We want to see
it won't
great
be anything.
Reports.
People will see that dog and they'll say, I want that dog.
Yeah, he's such a good dog.
Yeah, he is.
I want this dog.
Jared.
Yeah, and if you
it.
Come to the shelter, kind of ignore how he acts in the kennel. Get him in a room. Because the kennel, he just likes to jump and bark, and he has not made one peep today. And in the crate, out of the crate, walking, he has not made a peep. So.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Amy.
All right. And have a good weekend, guys.
That's right. When you come back next week, when you talk about graduation, it's going to be the day after.
Yay.
Yay. Okay.
Take care. Thanks.
Haven Humane, what a great group of people they are.
We've got a lot to cover today, don't we?
Oh, we have. We got Dancing with the Stars are rolling in right at around 7:30. But you know what?
Let's talk about a few headlines,
I did go hunting. I did go hunting yesterday.
Yes, you did. You went up and...
3 o'clock in the morning.
Rolled around on your belly.
We rolled around our... Well, no, we didn't roll. Could have.
It's crazy. What, crawled on your belly?
Crawled through fences.
Yes. Yeah.
Did it all. And the best thing about it is after you come home and you find, you know, and because I'm right in the middle of, people can tell, you can tell I'm kind of stuffed up. It's because I have these allergies been going on just 2 days. It started 2 days ago. So I'm out in the middle of the fields yesterday and came home and I just, And Poison Oak. We were in the Poison Oak. So have you ever heard of the stuff called Flexnew or something like that?
No, I haven't. In fact, you walked in with this that looked like a torch can.
Yeah,
and I said, what is that?
Well, because my friend Ted Leidy gets, he walked by a poison oak plant, and it just, it attaches itself to him. So he's got to bathe himself in this stuff.
I can look at poison oak and just
poison oak. Well, you know what? I was going through the same spots he was. And so I washed my hands and I washed my face because I was wearing sleeves.
Well, what happens if...
But nothing. I know I've been in poison oak. I know I've done it throughout my life. I've gotten it, but I've never gotten it. Because some people...
It's an oil that
people are allergic to, and some people are not allergic to it.
And you could touch it and can get under your fingernails and you could just shake his hand and all of a sudden you've got it.
Anyway, but Ted gets it. Ted gets it everywhere. Oh. In fact, he tells me, "Please," he says, "Oh, I get it," and then I get it. And I said, "You know, it's way too much information."
Well, listen, I got it before because being on a boat, crawling up a hill, going to the bathroom.
Oh.
And then I had it in my hoo hoo.
Oh, that's way too much information.
No, it is, and that's the part. No, I don't even want to have.
La 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 la. Okay, that just, you know, that screws this whole commercial I was going to do. So we're going to take a break right now. We'll be right back after these messages.
Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia and America's Best Value Summer Event. Now extended through June with some of the best deals on wheels.
Like the 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro Hybrid. The Niro has set a new standard in hybrid technology, and it is beyond comfortable.
Redding Kia has a great selection this month, and you're invited to take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving money right now.
The 2018 Kia Soul remains one of the North State's favorite crossovers, and over 1 million have hit the road in the USA since being introduced in 2010. Get yours today in your favorite designer color, including the new Caribbean Blue.
And don't miss your chance to save on the new 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento and the completely redesigned 2019 Kia Rio.
Every new Kia from Redding Kia comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations.
The best deals this month are at America's Best Value Summer Event at Redding Kia. Redding Kia Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Ends June 30th, 2018.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to them. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Welcome back. We're talking about how you can get in, how you get and roll around in poison oak and somehow it can affect you 21 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 15th of June, 2018. And you know what? Coming home after last night, being all
gone,
got the whole, you know, after the whole day, falling into my sleep number bed, adjusting. So my sleep number setting was 50 instead of 60. I did not wake up for the whole night. The dog, I'm sure, was trying to wake me up. May have woken you up. But what a great night's sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you talk, we talk about it, but it's true.
You want to know what my sleep number setting was?
What was your sleep number setting?
Did you even?
Your sleep number setting was 40.
My feelings are hurt because you didn't ask what my setting was.
Your sleep number setting was 40.
Well, I set it at 45 last night. I wanted a little umph.
Oh, you had a little umph last night. Okay. Mm. All right. You know what? And here's what this new dual temp individual layer that we're going to go down and take a look at, because you're laid on your bed and you can sleep 35% cooler or warmer. Just think about that. Think about it. It's hot outside. It's 112. The air conditioner is just beating it, you know, and you still want to be a little cooler. Just get this tool temp layer right now. Anyway, this cooling comfort you deserve at a very comfortable price. Come on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go to the Sleep Number store and find out the temperature difference for yourself. It's very, very noticeable when you're laying there in the bed. That's Sleep Number. Another thing they're doing to help you sleep better at night. Okay, you know. This, I know they probably talk. I can't help but think that yesterday that Clark and Clark talked about this IG report that the FBI investigating the 556 pages. And, of course, you have the talking heads all over there saying, oh, see, it didn't prove anything. Nope, there was nothing there, blah, 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 blah. Then you got the other side of talking heads saying, well, no, it did prove them. But what it said was Comey was insubordinate to the highest degree. He did not tell the attorney general what he was going to say at that press conference, so right before the press conference, and he goes out there, he says to her, you know, he says about Clinton how she is, you know, it's, you know, terribly careless, all these other things they said, you know, and then he says, but not enough to go forward and prosecute, which was wrong. It's not up to him to say that, as we all know. So he was found to be supremely insubordinate, which is true. And then they said, oh, but then there's no bias. Well, no bias by Comey, and they said he didn't do it because he was biased. He did it because he was stupid. But then they did point out all the bias in the investigations, and they trotted out hundreds of texts and emails between these two FBI agents that were doing the investigation, talking about how they could stop Trump. You know what? We're going to stop him. We're going to stop him. Blah blah blah. And just goes on and on and on about this. So there was bias. There was bias in the FBI and political bias by these jerks. So instead of just being what they're supposed to be, the FBI, stalwarts of justice, they were taking sides. And they were overtly taking sides. It's not enough that Jared and I talk to each other, you know, and we may have different points of view. But we don't have that power to affect an election directly by putting charges against somebody or not putting charges against somebody. Then it becomes when it's that noticeable, when it's that open, our system's in trouble. And how do you depoliticize an organization that's probably being politicized for years, if not decades? And, you know, you can even look at J. Edgar Hoover. Because he swung a big stick. He threatened the President of the United States on several occasions and made him bend because he had the information that President Kennedy was having an affair while being president with a mobster's girlfriend. Yeah. I mean, so he used it. Hoover used it against a lot of politicians. So when we say, oh, it's just been politicized now, no, it hasn't been. It's been doing this for a long time. It may have cleaned itself up at various times. Anyway, Linda, your Proposition 47, you came in the other day just fuming about, you said the study that was done by the public policy group showing that there's more crime in because of Proposition 47. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of like the barn door being, you know, shut after everything's out, like all the criminals are going on there?
Yeah. I'm looking it up because
I was standing there and you said, look, they've done a study that said Proposition 47 that allows criminals to be on the road, you know, for lesser offenses, and now they're saying that there's a rise in crime because of Proposition 47. You were walking around the room, pounding your hand on your fist.
I was mad. Okay,
were mad.
Classified non-serious, non-violent crimes as misdemeanors instead of felonies unless the defendant has prior convictions of murder, rape, certain sex offenses, or certain gun crimes. Permitted resentencing for those currently serving a prison sentence for any of the offenses the initiative reduces to misdemeanors. Under Proposition 47, 10,000 inmates were eligible for resentencing, according to Lenore Anderson of California,
and
for safety and justice.
What happened is the car thefts have risen dramatically. Break-ins have risen dramatically. This has been a direct result of Proposition 47 and, you know, may I say AB 109 and 57 to raise the crime rate in California. And they've linked it to the, you know, they can show, prove it. And this is another one of those propositions. It sounds really good because all they want to do is dump prisoners out of the jails. That's all they want. That's all they want to do is dump people out of jail. And then when they do, they come back to here. And we don't have the programs that are set up. Or we do have the programs, but they won't go to the programs. Why? Because there's no hammer over them. Why? As long as it's a nonviolent crime, they can steal as many cars as they want.
Okay, which crimes were affected in this measure required misdemeanor at sentencing instead of felony for the following crimes? Shoplifting, where the value of property stolen does not exceed $950. Grand theft, where the value of the stolen property does not exceed $950. Receiving stolen property, where the value of property does not exceed $950. Forgery, where the value of forged check, bond, or bill does not exceed $950. Fraud, where the value of fraudulent check, draft, or order does not exceed $950. Writing a bad check, where the value of the check does not exceed $950. And finally, personal use of most illegal drugs.
And even if it does exceed $950 and they do get caught, it's not serious enough to keep them in jail. Just not serious enough. It's not serious enough to keep them in jail. Yet, and that means is that they can walk around with a pound of heroin in their pocket or cocaine or, you know, a knapsack full of marijuana. It makes no difference. They get a ticket to show up. And they don't. They don't show up. So unless you physically harm somebody. Unless you physically harm somebody or maybe, you know, I don't know, steal something that's huge. Over and over again, if you've been arrested 56 times, they may hold you. But for what? For how long? I'm sorry, there's other guys coming in here that have just beat their wives half to death. They're going to go into jail. That guy's out. The whole thing started with AB 109. And because the state of California, instead of building, how about this, five more jails or three more jails, and then they could have, or prisons, I should say, three more prisons, then you wouldn't have that problem. But no, they don't want to do that. They want to put their money into social programs that don't work. They want to put it into a high-speed train that will never make it out of the valley. And see what else. Oh, legalizing drugs.
Well, there's a really good article right now. It's ballotpedia.org, and it tells you who donated, who supported, what it means, opponent officials, opposition, but... all of the people involved in it, arguments in favor, and...
Democrats.
Well, you know who's not in there, that where the official supporter was Rand Paul.
Well, he wasn't, but that wasn't...
Everybody else is Democrats.
Oh, Rand Paul was in that?
Yeah, as far as the supporter.
But he's not even from here.
But
he supported. Okay, yeah. Got it. Okay, we got to take a break. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. That's right, SST Oil. You know, now's the time because they've got all these great sales on. You can get 20% off of your maintenance, 10% off all parts for all, you know, for your heaters and water heaters, your Toyo Tommy and monitor types. Veterans, you get an extra 5% off. And now you can also get the early bird specials on kerosene. A lot of people use those kerosene heaters. Now you can get the early bird specials, and it goes through July. Give them a call at 241-1167. SST Oil, an employee-owned company, the largest one, one of the largest companies we have moving oil, gas, kerosene all over Northern California and our neighboring states. SST Oil. We'll be right back.
True country crossover tribute band, comprised of the best musicians and performers. They pay tribute to legendary band Alabama. Join us Friday, June 22nd, as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Tennessee River live in the event center, playing the hit songs that revolve around love, relationships, and everyday rituals of life. Tennessee River's tribute offers a walk down memory lane with more than a decade of hits that span the career of Alabama and will give you a reason to sing along and dance again. The band offers a new generation of listeners an opportunity to enjoy the sounds of Alabama. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Tennessee River. The acclaimed Alabama Tribute Band in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, June 22nd. Come and celebrate 25 years at the River. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refinery, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
I am unwritten.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Nabat. 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, exactly. 63 degrees. Going up to 93 today. 93 weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. And Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this segment of the show. Located in the heart of downtown Reading, when it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. We are here with, I like to call them minor deities. Of course, Christy Hansen, who is a major deity down at One Safe Place. Every year we put out this thing called Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. And my bride is there every year.
And you have been a contestant?
I've been there, and if they took me, everybody should go. I mean that. And you took my friend, and he got damaged so bad, they're getting ready to operate on his feet this year. No, I'm not. You know what? It could have had something to do with jumping like 800 times out of an airplane.
Yeah.
I think that's mainly what it was. Okay. Christy Hansen.
Check. Good morning and welcome. Let's hear about what's happening with Dancing with the Stars coming up June 23rd. Shoot.
Linda, well, it's going to be hot next Saturday, but it is even going to be hotter inside the Cascade Theater as we look for the return of Dancing with the Stars Shasta County style. We've got a cast that is amazing. We've got a dynamic and versatile show, and this will be 166 people that have stepped up to the plate to support survivors of family violence and sexual assault in Shasta County. We couldn't be more proud or more honored.
Now, when you say 166 people through the years, that's how many people have competed or the dancers that have been, the pros?
Absolutely.
Okay. 166.
166. Wow. 12 years worth of six couples.
So year 12. Tell us a little bit as we go into the program, because are we sold out yet?
Not quite. Okay. There's still seats down at an orchestra, a few on the wings, and then there's also some seats up in the balcony. And keep in mind, tickets start at $10.
Okay.
So it's real easy to come out and support your favorite cast member. Support One Safe Place.
All right. That's exciting. So let's talk about with us this morning, we have, is this a contestant?
Nicole Brubaker.
Nicole
Brubaker. And her professional dancer, Jordan Stevens.
Yeah, Jordan, this is your, how many years is this for you?
This is my sixth year.
Sixth year. All right, so you couldn't be in better hands there, girl. So what's it feel like for you? Are you nervous, excited? You know, you've had to fundraise. You've had to, like, stretch your body out.
Yeah.
Get your body, like, parts you didn't know existed.
Definitely.
Yeah, and so can you tell us what two dance, is that the same, two dances? What two dances are you doing?
We are doing a Viennese waltz and a jive.
Okay, fun. Both of those are fun. Which one would you say would be more testing
your limits?
Your limits, yeah, your personal space.
100% the jive. It is quick and... It's intense.
Jordan is famous for throwing people around the stage. I mean, is this continuing, Jordan?
This year is no exception.
This year is no exception. Because we got a lean fighter type here, so this ought to be good. How far off the ground does she go?
Over his head and upside down.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hear a little bit about our contestant. Tell us about yourself, your full name, what you do, and how you were chosen.
My name is Nicole Brillard. I'm an analyst at Blue Shield of California. I have been working with Christy at One Safe Place for over a decade, really, primarily with the crab feet. A spot came open, and I was nominated by a friend, and turns out Christy jumped on the chance because she knew I would never turn down the challenge.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Look at Christy smiling from ear to ear. Well, you know, it's an honor to be selected.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it really pulls out, I think, probably the highest level of your, not just competitive, but your humanity in the process. And what have you learned so far? What would be like your, wow, I didn't really realize that, maybe about yourself or about the event or maybe about One Safe Place?
Well, all of them. I mean, I can tell you something about all of them, but honestly, the camaraderie that's come out of this with the other couples and us supporting each other and rooting each other on, helping each other with costumes, it's just been such an amazing experience. Jordan's a slave driver, though, so I'm a little sore and a little tired, but we'll be ready.
Right, because practice is what it's all about. So if you get stage fright, you know that you're going to have the muscle memory. We've learned that in class recently that, you know, you don't have any idea what happens when the adrenaline hits. And if you just keep practicing, your body goes, somehow it's in there, it's rote. I got to go right. I got to go left. I got to kick my leg. What did I just do?
We were actually just talking about that yesterday because we're doing double days. And something I thought I could never remember in the first week, I don't even think about now.
See, that's fantastic. It's getting drilled in your head. Jordan, so what is this year for you? What does this mean for you? I'm just jumping in there, Carl. Sorry.
It's okay.
My adrenaline's rushing now. So, Jordan, for you being the sixth year as a coach and a teacher, what is new for you this year?
Well, I always have great partners every year, and this year's no exception. I wouldn't say a lot's new, actually. It's just kind of become
this is a
second nature to me.
Every dancer you work with is different. So, I mean, you've got to approach it different ways, though, Jordan.
Okay, that's kind of true. Me and Nicole had trouble practicing at first, but she's really been hitting it hard this last couple weeks, and she's come a long way.
Well, that's fantastic.
So, from ground level, it's hard to go. Yeah. You have to go up.
Right. But see, I always think about when you first... when you open your mouth, get over here closer so I can see when you take a breath to make a comment. I don't know if you're over there, you know, sneezing or something, poor guy with his allergies. Anyway, so when you start to work with somebody that's never maybe danced before and you have to start with trying to figure out how to lift and their core and all the things in order to strengthen, that's a big challenge, I'm sure, as a pro.
Definitely, and Kathy Babcock helps a lot with that. I've never actually done the girls' part, so it's hard for me to explain sometimes.
All right, Carl.
Thank you, honey. Did you have something else, Jordan, there at the end?
No.
That she cut you off on?
No, not at all.
Christy.
Oh, Carl, let's think back to 2011.
Oh, no.
And I remember recruiting you. And I remember Linda saying, oh, honey, are you sure? Probably thinking maybe it wasn't the best idea.
Well,
we matched Carl with Kathy Babcock.
The one and only Kathy Babcock.
And what happened that year, Carl? Remind me. Kind of hazy.
We won the judges' choice.
Probably the most coveted award of the evening. Carl Bott and Walking Tall.
And Linda was not a judge.
I was not a judge in the audience.
We were politically correct.
Screaming my head off, like I was so proud of him with a tango. The tango and you and Kathy, it was just, it makes me want to cry when I still think about it, because there's nothing better than to see somebody rise up and become game. And that's the beauty of this night, is everybody's game. They got their game on.
What I was going to ask, but that was nice of you to bring that up.
Memory lane.
Yeah, I tell you what, and what I can tell every one of the dancers is you are outside your comfort zone. Every year is different. And that, you know, and that when you walk out on the stage, there's a lot of people out there, but, you know, every one of them's a friend. Every one of them wants you to succeed. Every one of them's glad they're not up there. But they really do want you to succeed. What I was going to talk about was, you know, when you talk to the guys there the first year, Patrick, and, you know, Patrick from Patrick and Billy.
Patrick John.
And there was a few others. I don't know.
Jennifer Scarborough. Mark Cibula.
Okay.
Yeah.
The first year he says, yeah, we only practiced for like 2 weeks.
They did.
Because we practiced for 2 weeks before, and it wasn't fundraising. It was just going out there and raising. I mean, people would come in and see it. Somewhere along the line, it changed dramatically in there, where all of a sudden you're out there practicing for 4 or 5 months. And, you know, you've got, like, these machines behind you gathering money. But I can just imagine, because, you know, Patrick says, yeah, you know, we practiced for, like, 2 weeks, and it was pretty simple dances. Yeah. So, it has taken on its own identity like that.
Yeah, well, we're really honored and proud that it's become a community favorite.
Oh, wow.
You may not know anybody dancing, but you're going to come out because you know they're going to throw down an entertaining show.
And, every year... it gets more. It's like, oh, you don't think that they're, you know, these are our neighbors. And then all of a sudden our neighbors are doing, you know, flights through the air. and then they go back to being our neighbors again. So, suspend belief for that night. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We've got some more dancers
hey,
out
Carl.
There. Oh, wait a minute. No,
we are you sure we're going to take a break?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Okay. Because you're in control.
He's going to go walk the dog.
Okay. I'm going to walk the dog after
And
this.
We have 15 more minutes left of some other dancers. We're very excited about one.
Now, do you have a... I'm
going to
break in.
One Safe Place is going to be coming up next.
This is One Safe Place.
After this.
The... When's your next fundraiser?
I'm internally fundraising, okay. And so we don't have an external one, but I can tell you if you go to osp.shasta.org/vote for Nicole.
There you go.
Nicole, or Nicole, come vote at the show.
Yeah, you can do it then. Nicole Brulard and Jordan Stevens are our first group of dancers coming through here today. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Surrounded by natural beauty and ample recreational opportunities, this is not an assisted living place. This is like a cruise ship that doesn't have the water. Gourmet chefs, a wide variety of programs, a full-time activities director. Are you kidding? It's like floating the Riviera. River Commons Senior Living. Give them a call, 238-5981.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Are you looking for a new kitchen? We have it all. Custom cabinets, ceramic tile, granite, and quartz slabs for countertops. Need a new bathroom? We can do that too. Our staff at Design Time and Tile can help you design the kitchen and bath of your dreams. Stop by our showrooms located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
JPR and U.S. Bank welcome Chris Isaak back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater June 27th. Heartthrob, crooner, and Grammy nominee Chris Isaak brings his velvet voice and rockabilly roots to the intimate Cascade Theater stage with his trademark high-energy, flashy, and personable style. Wednesday, June 27th at 7:30. General public tickets and limited VIP meet-and-greet tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
My mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
In the spring.
Good morning. Welcome back to KTNR 1460. It's currently 65 degrees. Our high today will be 93. And this is Carl and Linda Bott on this beautiful Friday. Oh, my goodness. It's the 15th of the month. We're halfway through June. And, of course, we are here with our beautiful dancers and the director of one of the top bigwigs of One Safe Place, and we're talking about our performance, the big show on June 23rd. We have a couple reminders here before we get into this portion of the program.
You know, this Sunday is Father's Day out at Benton Air Park with the third annual aviation celebration with modern aircraft, vintage aircraft, experimental aircraft, ultralights, helicopters, and a new flight simulator for the EAA Chapter 157. You can also get breakfast there for Dad and the rest of the family. Pancake breakfast with ham and eggs. Served from 7 to 11 for only $8. Kids 5 to 12, $5. Under 5, you get to eat free. And that's going to be this Sunday. It's a great place out at Benton Air Park. You know, it's a good place to go. It's free. Free admission. And if you don't want to have breakfast, you can just go in and just look around at everything there.
Well, the breakfast is $8 per person.
Right.
And then the flights do, I think, going to the event, looking at everything.
Yeah, but that's all free.
Yeah, but if you want to take a
helicopter flight is $50.
Right, right.
Right. Okay. We're here with Christy Hansen, who is, of course, the director and producer and the main driving force behind Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County Style. And you brought with you our second dancer, Melissa Ahern. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
How are you? Okay.
Pretty good. I'm sore.
Sore.
Tell us about your, Melissa, tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you to Dancing with the Stars for One Safe Place.
All right. I am a group fitness instructor over at Sun Oaks. I've been teaching Zumba and Aqua Zumba for about the last 9 years. With
Aqua
a little
Zumba.
Break in between.
Ooh, I love Aqua Zumba.
It's so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I got nominated by a lovely gal in one of the classes that I was subbing at a senior fit class. It was kind of a random conversation. She came up. She's like, have you ever thought of doing Dancing with the Stars? I said, oh, yeah, absolutely. That would be awesome. A few months later, I got a phone call from Christy, and here I am. So excited and blessed to be part of this event.
Oh, man. What are your two dances?
We are doing a Viennese waltz also and a samba. So we're spicing it up a little.
Oh, so we're talking fast. Well,
yes,
the Viennese
fast.
Waltz, but that. But are you finding that you're using muscles that you didn't know that you had?
Yes. Yes.
Even though you're a fitness instructor, you use all your parts of your body, but in dance it's just unique in its own right.
Yes, it's completely different. Even though I do a lot of dancing, but ballroom is a totally different monster, let me tell you. I had no idea what I was biting off.
So you have to keep your head in a certain direction, and you big smile on your face, and your head back, and then there you go.
Posture.
Oh, point your toes.
Yes.
Keep yourself rigid. But here's the thing, it only lasts, how long? 90 seconds.
Ours are about 2 minutes long.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 2 minutes long.
Fabulous.
Oh, you're pushing them this year. You're pushing them.
Did you know much about One Safe Place before you began this journey?
Actually, I have. Part of the reason why I was so excited to be part of this event is I had a friend, Natalie Putman, who participated about 5 years ago. And when that's when I learned about One Safe Place and all the wonderful things they do for our community.
So what have you been doing for your fundraisers?
I have had several Zumbathons. I have one more today, an Aqua Zumbathon over at Sun Oaks Tennis and Fitness. We also will have, if you're not interested in getting in the pool and dancing with us, you can hit up El Shaft Taqueria. We'll be on site at Sun Oaks also. And at the end of the evening, they're going to be donating a percentage of the proceeds to one safe place.
Fun.
Do you ever think about going out on that stage with 900, almost 1,000 people looking
Thanks,
at you?
Thanks, Carl.
You know what?
Being recorded for posterity forever.
I'm actually super excited. We have been practicing so hard, I can barely wait to show everybody
well,
what we're doing.
I say this because only because is that when you're coming out there, I mean, they all disappear. I mean, they really do. And, you know, and it's dark and it's light on the stage. And as I told Nicole, all those people are your friends. I mean, even if they don't know you. And if they're supporting somebody else even, they still are your friends and they still want you to do well. And they're going to, you know, applauds and all that stuff. And that's what I kind of get across to everybody is that it's kind of like when the train leaves the station, they just keep going because people are enjoying themselves. I mean, this is really, really, really a super event.
A community event.
And what it does for one of the places that has one of the largest impacts in our community. Here at One Safe Place, and all the things and how you've managed to grow and spread your wings and then just encompass a lot of things and bring in so many things, Christy, is just wonderful. And everything you do for the community.
Thank you, Carl. I want, just a reminder of what the epidemic of domestic violence is in Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have the highest per capita in the state of California. It's generational violence. So it happened to me. So unless somebody gets in there with intervention
mm-hmm.
and breaks that cycle, it's going to happen again. Right now we have almost 50 people in an emergency shelter. So when these dancers throw it down on the stage next Saturday night at the Cascade, you're going to vote for them with your wallet. But that's what you're voting for. You're voting for a peaceful community. And every single one of these people that takes the stage to support One Safe Place and to support survivors it's absolutely tremendous. You're voting with your wallet for the kind of community you want to live in, and that's one that doesn't tolerate domestic violence and sexual assault.
And that's absolutely true. And sometimes we forget because we're talking about, look at us, we're dancing and all this. Where that money goes to. And the money that's raised has gone to such a great organization that was smaller. And then it took a tragedy, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Of a young mother and her two children being murdered by their abusive husband and father. And it took that to finally everybody goes, okay, we've got to do better. And, that 50 people you have, you could probably put in 100.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, if you had the room. So the thing about it, too, is as bad as it is, as bad as domestic violence is, in Shasta County, we have an answer. We have a solution, and people just need to avail themselves of the solution here. And One Safe Place is the one that's leading in this. The solution is intervention and getting the person out of there and education for the whole family.
Yeah, knowing that you have a choice.
You got to have a choice.
Absolutely.
And I admire you so much, Melissa and Nicole and everybody that dances, because it's not easy. It does take a lot of time, and you do put yourself out there. But it's such a great cause.
Absolutely. I wouldn't want to do it for anything else. It's super exciting. Not only do I get to kind of check off a bucket list, but I'm helping the community.
Well, we applaud you for taking your time to do that and for Christy Hansen. And we'll definitely be there with bells on next Saturday night, the 23rd. We do have some seats available still, so go to the Cascade or...
Cascade Theater box office or online.
Right. So, it does sell out. So I know there's last minute people thinking, listening. I'm not sure. But we do have kind of a different deal this year. We have about a minute left. Can we just talk about, are we still doing two dances? Is there another intermittent? How are we doing tonight?
Yeah, the first act is six dancers. And the order's been chosen. Then we'll do a 15-minute intermission, during which time the audience can go out and vote with their wallets for their favorite dancing couple. Then there'll be the second act. And then there'll be the results. And keep in mind, there is a champion. That's the one that raises the greatest amount of votes, i.e. dollars, overall. Second up is the most coveted Judge's Choice Award. And third, something we've added in the last 4 years, the People's Choice Award, which goes to the couple that raises the greatest amount of votes in the theater next Saturday night.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I can't wait to be a part of this event again. It's Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. June 23rd, get your tickets now. Can we do anything more online? Let's talk about support.
Yeah, absolutely. You can. You can go to One Safe Place's website and vote for your favorite dancer. Please do that. You can just go to their homepage, go to Donate Now, and scroll down for your favorite dancer.
All right, thanks. So we're going to be right back with the 8 o'clock hour here on KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The other shoe has dropped in a trade dispute between the U.S. and China. Beijing announcing retaliation for the Trump administration's decision to impose a 25% tariff on $50 billion worth of Chinese imports.
President Trump says the United States can no longer tolerate China's unfair trade practices.
We're putting tariffs on $50 billion worth of technology and other things because we have to, because we've been treated very unfairly.
The administration says the tariffs will start to be collected on July 6th. In response, China announced it will retaliate by immediately imposing penalties of the same scale on American goods. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president says he hates seeing illegal immigrant parents separated from their children at the border. And Mr. Trump says it's the result of a law imposed by Democrats, and he says the administration is duty-bound to enforce the law.
The Democrats can come to us as they actually are, in all fairness, we are talking to them, and they can change the whole border security. We need a wall. We need border security. We got to get rid of catch and release.
The president, surrounded by reporters outside the White House this morning, Mr. Trump asked about the newly released Inspector General's report on the FBI's conduct of the Hillary Clinton email investigation.
I am amazed that Peter Strzok is still at the FBI, and so is everybody else that read that report.
Which reveals another exchange of anti-Trump messages between high-ranking FBI official Peter Strzok and Bureau lawyer Lisa Page. In that exchange, Strzok vows to stop Donald Trump from ever becoming president. And looking at the Wall Street numbers this hour, the Dow is down about 208 points, off by almost 1%. The NASDAQ, 31 points lower, and the S&P 500 index down 13 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk active workspace solutions at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
A government think tank says India is experiencing its worst ever water crisis, with some 600 million people facing acute shortages.
The report suggests that every year about 200,000 people die in India because they lack adequate access to clean water. Groundwater is being used up at an unsustainable rate, it says, and as much as 70% of India's current water supply is contaminated. It predicts that by the year 2030, the demand for clean water could be double the available supply. It calls on officials to wake up to the crisis and take urgent action, such as improving the harvesting and management of water.
That's the BBC's Jill McGivering. The UN has determined that debris from five ballistic missiles launched from Yemen into Saudi Arabia since July 2017 contain components manufactured in Iran and shared some key design features of an Iranian missile. News and analysis at townhall.com. H&R Block says it will close 400 offices in response to sweeping federal tax changes.
The new tax laws will simplify the average American's return. That means more do-it-yourselfers will be turning to software, things like TurboTax. H&R Block had just reported a 4% increase in revenue and a 2.5% jump in its U.S. client base in 2018. But now the company says it expects revenue to decline by 3% next year. Shares declined 18% on Wednesday. Bob Agnew reporting.
McDonald's plans to switch to paper straws at its locations in the UK and Ireland, and will test an alternative to plastic straws at some of its U.S. restaurants later in the year. Burger chain and other fast food companies face increasing pressure from customers and environmental activists to stop using plastic straws at their stores. News and analysis at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. June the 15th, 2018. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Expanded walk-in humidors, still great customer service, open 24 hours. No, I'm sorry, open 7 days a week, not 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What's weather look like?
Well, beautiful, Linda. 70 degrees in downtown Reading at the epicenter of downtown. 93 will be our highs today and our lows of 64. Mostly clear tomorrow with our highs of 89 and our lows of 64. And Sunday calls for a high of 86 and our lows of 63. Mostly sunny with Monday with a high of 93 and our lows of 68. And Tuesday will be high of 98 degrees. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. In case you haven't heard, it is allergy season.
Yeah, I'm over here coughing and sneezing. It's been great.
Lovely.
Whoa. Okay, hey, let's go to the phone.
Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor, good morning, and tell us what's happening on Wall Street.
Good morning. Well, stocks are under pressure this morning due to trade tensions with China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 205 points at 24,968. The S&P 500 is off 12 points at 2,769. The Nasdaq Composite is losing 30 points at 7,730. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America down 36 cents at 29.15, AT&T off 13 cents, trading at 32.40, General Electric down 9 cents, trading at 13.43. For local stocks of interest, UPS down a dime at 117.09, Walmart down 61 cents, trading at 83.18, Target off 48 cents, at 76.74. Treasuries are strengthening this morning. The yield on the benchmark 10-year note is 2.90% and overtook commodities, trading lower amid a strong dollar. Gold is down $24.20 an ounce at 1,283. Silver off 56 cents at 1677 per ounce. Crude oil down $1.46, trading at $65 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Hey, Susan, let me just tell you, let me ask you something. With all this China stuff, is it like, wah?
Well, as the market is so large, now 200 points really isn't a big percentage, but it starts to rattle nerves, and people have been anticipating a market dip for some time. So it's just every day the headlines do affect the market.
Yeah, because it was up 25 yesterday or 2 days ago. That was like the highest it's been in a while.
So everyone just needs to chill, know what they have, and rebalance if they need to.
And call Susan Eastman, our Vice President.
Thank you so much, of our Wells Fargo advisor. She is the Vice President of
Investments.
And you can check them out on Park Marina Drive. So, hey, our next, it's our new edition. We're so happy to be back home at Adamson's Peak Performance. And I've been into a new regime called the Skinny Jeans, where I'm working out Tuesdays and Thursdays in a girl group, which is really great. And Joe and I'm so happy to be back at Adamson's. So we've asked them to call in on Friday mornings and give us a fitness tip. So good morning. Is this Joe?
Good morning, Linda. Yeah, this is Joe.
Hi, Joe. Hey, Joe. What's our fitness tip for the weekend?
Hi, Carl. Yeah, so the fitness tip. So it's real basic. Have a plan, but allow it to be flexible. By having a plan, you're going to give some structure to your workout, which is going to, you know, get you results, which is the whole purpose for doing it in the first place. It's going to
make your time much more efficient, so you're not wandering around a gym or wandering around wherever. And it's just going to be more satisfying in general. You're going to have more of a feeling of, hey, I've really completed something. Most of us aren't competitive athletes. We're just people that want to look better and feel healthier and to be able to move around without pain. So it doesn't have to be hyper structured. In fact, it should be flexible. I thought I would use you as an example. You came yesterday and you said, man, that Tuesday workout just,
wiped me out, but I hung in there and I did my three sets.
Yeah, you did. But you asked me, you said, hey, do you what about the volume, the three sets of 15 or whatever? And my answer was, yeah, you have to manipulate those things sometimes, depending on, how you feel that day or, whatever. So, being flexible is important. You can change an exercise if it's hurting. The main thing is just getting through the workout and having some structure to help you get through. So I think a workout should be structured, but have flexibility and maybe most importantly, it should be fun. You got to have a good time while you're doing it.
Absolutely. Well, you guys make it fun. Adamson's Peak Performance opens 7 days a week. What are your hours?
We are 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday. We close an hour earlier on Friday. And then Saturday, we're open for a half a day.
Sounds great. So Sunday, you're closed.
Sunday, we're closed.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So good.
Sunday, you got to hit the river trail.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Joe. Great to be back. Love it, love it, love it. And all the expansion that's happening with the gym. Good stuff. All right. See you next week.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
All right.
You bet.
Right,
take care. Okay. Bye-bye. You notice things that, have you been reading about or been hearing about this thing about valedictorian? A lot of schools are not recognizing that person anymore because it sets them apart. Because, what about those other people that tried but didn't make it? So that having a valedictorian just isn't fair. In fact, a couple of parents sued. Get this. They sued the school because they were recognizing people of valedictorians. Well, our daughter tried really hard, too, and she was close. And she's not recognized. Well, yeah, because she wasn't the best. She wasn't the valedictorian. Well, a dad in North Carolina bought his recently graduated son a billboard recognizing him as a valedictorian, even though the school refused to do it. He purchased a large digital sign for his son on U.S. Highway 264 in Wake County to celebrate 4 years of hard work. He said, Josh Allman will always be our valedictorian. East Wake High School and Wake County Public Schools may not recognize it. His school recently did away with naming a valedictorian and replacing it with the Latin honors ranking system as a better way to recognize students who may have barely missed being named valedictorian or salutatorian by several decimal points. So, this is the whole school district announced that we'd be making the change starting next year. Even though Josh said his transcript showed him marked as number one, he wasn't given the title. Can you believe this?
Okay, now, see, what I think this, I can understand maybe him saying you'll always be our valedictorian. I could understand a parent saying you'll always be our winner or you'll always be number one in our hearts. Well, what happens is when you do a public display like this, and this is what's telling that millennial or whatever that group is called now, that it puts everybody even on the playing field. And that's what's happening where there are winners in the world. There is a number one.
He was the winner. The kid was the winner. He was valedictorian. He was number one, and the school refused to say that. What they said was, it's just going to be so we recognize many instead of just one. Well, see, that's the problem with our society.
That backwards. I'm sorry. I really did hear it backwards.
I know what you're saying is that you wanted him to be also recognized. Well, he was number one in the class. On his transcript says number one, and that's the problem. Is that we've gone into a society where hard work, where this kid worked really hard, worked, did other jobs, he did all these things and had a 5.31 GPA.
Whoa.
5.31 out of maybe 4.
Whoa.
So this is how hard this kid worked. And then to pull it out this year, right before the graduation and saying, oh, we're going to use this Latin method. You know, there's other people that get close. They're just several decimal points away. Yeah. Guess what? Yeah. Because, and they're number two and three and four, and it may be only by, you know, 2/10 of a point or 4/10 of a point, but, you know, guess what? It's still, they were behind.
So
you recognize outstanding work. I mean, people don't like it, but Trump was elected president. The Electoral College said, you are the president.
When you have the Super Bowl, you have a winner.
And
when
a
you
loser.
Have the Academy Awards, you have a winner.
That's
best
right.
Picture, best song. It's not 1A and 1B.
It's like doing away with, okay, instead of best actor, it's best actors. Okay, these six were nominated. They should all get the award. Really? Why not? They've all been nominated by their peers. They've been voted on. Okay, hey, you know what? This year, we're going to give every one of them that's the best actor. Because in that instance, in that movie, they were the best. Why don't they do that? I think they should. And then see how many people come to the Academy Awards.
Well, I'm just
yeah.
I'm
see
just
how
saying
many
that,
of them support
there's
these
a, well, you know, don't even talk to me about the Miss America pageant. But anyway, so, you know, what I'm saying is that you do have winners, and there's nothing wrong with winners.
There's
and
nothing
to think
wrong
that,
with winning.
That it's just another part of making things vanilla.
We're going to take a break. In fact, we're running just a little bit late, but this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? Voted best in the North State, a veteran-owned business, been doing this for over a quarter of a century. They can work on any type of heating and cooling systems. Got a large company there. Every one of them is a pro. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. I promise you, you will not be sorry. These are the only ones that touch our HVAC systems. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back.
Dylan Scott perform his new single, Hooked. Plus, Crazy Over Me, My Girl, and many more new releases live in concert. Friday, July 13th, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Dylan Scott, an old soul with a young spirit and a heartthrob whose wide smile and deep-voiced Louisiana drawl turns the ladies' heads. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $15. Come experience his love for performing country music. A must-see show. Country music singer and songwriter Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 13th. For tickets or to reserve a room in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 or 10. Download the Wind River app. Concerts are better at the river.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft.
Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms started 8 years ago by Sarah and John Bastiani. Done a wonderful job in building their business and expanding it. New lines of firearms all the time. Great customer service, great gunsmithing, all of those things in the classes and CCW and hunter safety, all at one spot. And they can meet or beat the big box stores. And guess what, veterans? You get a real discount at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. And open Tuesday through Saturday. Okay, so you get a lot of other things that are happening here, you know, in the world. And one of them is, the latest one is, you know, the lady that's on, I don't know if you watch Fox or not, Jared. But her name is Guilfoyle. And she was married to Gavin Newsom at one time. Her heritage is she's half Puerto Rican, and she's very proud of it. In fact, when she was with Newsom, and she was the first lady of San Francisco, the first Latina, and that's what they call the first Latina lady of San Francisco. Well, okay, let's go back to the Barr, you know, Roseanne Barr, and she tweeted that horrible thing that said that Susan Rice. Was the, I think it was Susan Rice, was, you know, the result of, you know, I don't know, Planet of the Apes and something else. And then Barr comes out and says, wait a minute, I didn't know she was African-American. She was, you know, but they said, well, you should have known she was. And anyway, Barr loses her whole career again. And everybody's put out of work. Well, there's another lady that he was writing for, you know, one of our, you know, major publications that turned around and says that because of Guilfoyle is dating, what is it, Donald Trump Jr.?
Really?
I'm sorry. My mind is blown when
she's not.
Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, I know.
Don Jr.?
Yeah, well.
That's just such a, it's like.
Well, you know, there you go.
Polar opposites.
They are, and at least you would think. But here's the thing, though, is that she's been dating him for, I guess she's dating him for like the last 6 months or whatever. And this woman says, well, she should be taken off. She'd be fired from Fox because she's a reporter for Fox, and she won't be doing, you know, fair things with him. But, you know, fair reporting. Well, first of all, she's not a reporter. She sits on a five. She's a panelist that gives her opinion. She doesn't report news. She just gives her opinion. It's somewhat a lot different than the New York Times and the reporter who was sleeping with a guy in the administration who was feeding her information, classified information that she could then put in as being a reporter. And everybody was saying, oh, my gosh, look at all these great scoops she's getting, blah, blah, blah. It all had to do with sleeping with this guy. Anyway, so this woman then goes on to say that she should be out picking grapes.
Mm.
And then when it's pointed out that her, you know what, her relatives, you know, did stoop labor because she is half Puerto Rican, she says, oh, I didn't know she was half Puerto Rican, or I wouldn't have said that. It's the same defense as Roseanne Barr did. Of course, this woman doesn't get fired. But here's the thing is this. How, you know, you can say, I think she should be fired because she's dating, you know, Donald Trump Jr., blah, blah, blah. Why did you need to throw in the thing that says, oh, she should be out picking grapes? I mean, why do you need that? Why does that bit of venom at the end need to be there? What has gotten to the point where people have, if it's not enough just to say you're wrong, at that point, then you have to call people names because you're dehumanizing people. Why do you think that you fight against, why do you think it's bad to call people, you know, these nicknames? Like honky or, you know, I can go through the whole list and I'm not going to go through them all because blah, 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 blah.
Or snowflake.
Or snowflake or, yeah, well, snowflakes are true.
That was.
Snowflake. Yeah, but that's true. Why, you know, why do you do that? Because what you're doing is you're dehumanizing the person. You're dehumanizing them.
Okay, I have a tweet from Vanessa Trump. The length people will go to attack a woman, this would mean Kimberly, simply because she's dating Don. We've been separated for over 9 months and respect each other's decisions and privacy. This is from an ex with 5 kids with this guy.
Yeah.
We'll focus on raising our great kids. Would be nice if the press did the same rather than obsess over our private lives.
Well, they're not because their name is Trump. And they want to pull the Trump administration down. They're going to go any way they can. The bottom line on this whole thing, though, is when you start calling people names and you start insulting like that, you're dehumanizing them, and you have people laughing at them, and even if it's, you know, in these outrageous skits that they do on some of these shows, it's dehumanizing and it's trying to pull it down, pull somebody down like this because they don't agree with them. It's not the fact that. You know, that they, in fact, if they just looked at what's going on in our country right now, that the economy is as strong as it's been in a very, very long time, that the unemployment's the lowest it's been since 1973, more blacks and Hispanics have jobs than they ever have, women's jobs and pay is going up. And this is the other thing, oh, well, the pay's not going up. Well, yes, it is. The pay is going up. And for the first time, okay, think about this, for the first time, American president has sat down and talked with the North Korean premier to try and get something going. Has this ever happened before? No, it happened under Trump. Did Trump offer to bring in 1 million DACA people in a form of working this out in immigration? No, he didn't. He offered 1.8 million. Think about that. 800,000 more. What happened? Democrats, you can't do that, you can't do that. Well, why can't you do that? Well, because then you'll take the lead in this. Well, yeah, just like the Obama administration let the Russians take over in Syria. Yeah. You know, see, to me, it is just so simple. I'm not saying Trump is the person you want to sit there and, you know, and have lunch with, but I'm telling you what, he's getting to be there. That I keep thinking he's trying and he's doing what he says. And when he says things like this, you know, maybe there's a lot, maybe it is bombastic. Maybe it is, you know, kind of like really pushing the curve out there. But then you look at this IG report. The IG report and this, they went after Trump and the Russians, you know, for this Russian collusion quote, comes from a report done by who? A failed intelligence officer hired by the Democrats who hands it off to Comey, who just believes it or just uses that to start the investigation. You know, the whole thing is ridiculous and probably needs to stop. People don't care. What do people care about? They care about jobs. They care about their families. They care about their neighborhoods. They care about immigration. They really care about immigration. This is what they need to fix. And I tell you, the next place they need to go is infrastructure. They've come up with this plan that supposedly is going to be paid for by a variety of different means and not taking, you know, a huge bite out of the budget or causing higher taxes. It's important. This infrastructure thing, can you imagine if the state of California was given, you know, several hundred billion dollars to fix everything here and not go, of course, to the train, which would never get out of the valley. But all of this can happen. It's happening under Trump, and it's been like, what, less than 2 years? Think about this. You know what? He may not run again for one reason. He's accomplished everything, and this is boring. Because I don't really, you know, it's kind of boring, you know. And then the things people say. The girl, Mika, on Good Morning Joe says, here's my source said, he doesn't like being in the White House because he can't watch porn. Excuse me? Oh, no.
Did she say that?
She said it on the show. Can you believe? I mean, how low? Okay, Jared, how low can you get? A source tells me he doesn't like being in the White House because he can't watch porn. Are you kidding me? Why would you even say something like that? Because the hatred is there. They can't face the fact that he's doing, that he is accomplishing things. It's him. They'll lynch him. If they have a chance, they'll lynch him. That's just the bottom line. Let's take a break. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, give them a chance to show you how they're moving local dreams forward. We'll be right back.
You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world still is the same, you never change it. As sure as the stars shine above.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane of Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Yeah, instead of like Friday, it's kind of slide into the weekend music right there.
And it's also, it's Father's Day weekend. You know, for, you know, I can't wait to pay homage to your father. You know, of course, my father's been gone for a long time. And it's, well, not a long, long time, but, you know, it feels good to see your dad, because my dad and your dad would have gotten along great.
Yeah.
Hey, this
wish I would have met your dad.
I wish you would have, and my mom. Yeah. They'd have loved you.
But I think he did a good job in raising you.
They would have loved you.
I think a man who's a real man that, you know, stands up and takes responsibility, learned that by watching his father. I really believe that. I mean, you get things from your mom, you get things from your dad.
Dad was big on responsibility. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold, a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's where I go to get my haircut. Linda comes in every so often just to wave at the guys and see what's going on. So, Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey,
A
comment I made about how the liberal press is just ripping, you know, blah, 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 you know, everything that was going on. My producer says, well, you know, it's not just you. It's not just the liberal press, because I remember when Obama was president, how they went after him, you know, and, you know, was saying all types of things. And you know what? And he's right. And there were things that when Obama was president that were done that were just absolutely wrong. But I wouldn't say it by mainstream press. Mainstream press loved Obama, and it was rare when they said anything negative about it. And I'm kind of talking about the mainstream press, but then he points out, well, what about the Fox News? That's kind of mainstream. I said, you're right. But, you know, I don't remember them, you know, and, you know, then there's, you know, the libertards, the feminazis, and all these.
Let's go to the phones.
But you know what? Jared, you're right. It's not just on one side at all. Is it just on one side? It has just been horrendous from, you know, it's piling on at some point. Coach Bob.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm curious if either of you read the article that was online, column by Charles Krauthammer here very recently about what Trump is and what he's not. I found it extremely interesting. Probably one of the last things he's written. If you'll recall, going back to the election process, Krauthammer was not real favorable toward Trump. He wasn't favorable toward a lot of them.
Right, right.
But he was not particularly in Trump's corner, but he has come around to realize what the man's capable of. And he said, one, he is not a Democrat, far from it, and he's not a conservative, far from it. What he is a pragmatist. He's a businessman, and when he sees a problem, he says, let's fix it. And that's not what politicians do. They see a problem and say, well, let's see how we can screw this up so I can come around next election and get reelected to fix it yet again.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, go on.
Well, or the politician would say, let's get a committee and let's let it go through the channels before let's see how everybody else thinks. And then it's like 5 years later.
Yeah, well, there's that. It's kind of like the old story of when Mayor Koch was the mayor of New York City. And he had promised the city, I think during an election year, naturally, that they would have a skating rink down in Central Park. Well, Trump has either an office or a home overlooking Central Park. And Trump would call him two or three times a week and say, Koch, where's that skating rink? He said, oh, I don't have time. I don't have this, and blah, blah. Finally, Koch had enough of it, said, look, if you want to build it yourself. And within about 2 weeks, had it built, not only way ahead of a schedule, but way under budget, because he knows how to get things done. And I love that about him.
Great.
I do
That's
too.
It.
You know what? He is a pragmatist. And speaking of Krauthammer, he just wrote something else too. He's only got a few weeks to
live. Like a goodbye letter.
It was a goodbye letter. Boy, yeah. Was that touching. And
yeah, no kidding.
But I had read that thing about Trump. Trump isn't a politician. He's a businessman. He's a pragmatist. And he says, okay, if I have to meet with Kim Il-sung to get this thing jump started, you know, some kind of denuclearization, or at least get something going so, you know, this guy stops shooting rockets over Japan. Yeah. You know, I'm going to do it. And everybody, you know, of course, everybody attacks him for it. And then it works. And then he's there. And they don't even know what to say at that point except call him a liar. Oh, well, you know what? We can't trust him because he's a liar and the Koreans a liar. When you hear things like that, you just, you know, at that point, I mean, I've turned that off a long time ago. I don't even watch it. Or if I do watch it, I know, and when this thing with North Korea happened, I did tune into MSNBC. That is exactly what I heard from those people. They did not want to give this a chance. Nope. Even though one of them went, you know, this is big. This is really big. But he just did, and they hated having to acknowledge that.
Yeah, I think their throat closes up when they have to speak words like that. It's an interesting phenomenon. It really is. As one thing Krauthammer pointed out in that same article, and it was in the very top of the article, said, you know, the thing is, this guy has had 50 years of his adult life in hardcore international and local business to develop these skills, and that's nothing to be sneezed at. He wasn't just a reality TV mogul.
Again, he was a lot of things, and you know what? He may not have been a success at every one of them, but you know what? As long as he learned, you know, if you fail at something, that's where you learn. If you keep winning all the time, you don't learn anything.
Yeah, I'm proof of that, Carl.
Well, yeah, me too.
All right, I'll let you guys go.
All right,
thank
Coach
you
Bob, thanks.
Thanks, Coach Bob.
Also in the news, a bombshell inspector general reported released Thursday revealed that several FBI employees improperly received gifts from reporters in connection with possible leaks of sensitive information. Although public details of these exchanges are scant, they could constitute prosecutable violations of federal gift-giving rules. The gifts in question included tickets to sporting events, golfing outings, drinks and meals, and admittance to non-public social events.
Wow. You know, Kate, so to FBI people? Was it to FBI or Secret Service?
FBI.
FBI. Okay, now see, again, it's when you give things to these guys and they have information that they give you back. And it doesn't have to be, okay, this, you know, let's put the cone of silence. It's something they just start talking about that's very sensitive, but they're going to talk to you about it. And you're a reporter. Oh, this will be, I'll never use your name.
Now, we did have tickets because we get tickets in here to give away. And I think there was a public official.
Couldn't take them.
And I said, I can't remember exactly who it was, to be honest with you. But I remember saying,
I'm sorry. My nose just, you know, yeah, turn me off. Turn me off.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
No, turn off.
Thanks. Okay. I remember giving tickets away to trying to say, hey, would you like these tickets? I don't know if it was the Tiger Field or the Colt 45s or what it was. And they said, I can't accept those. And I was like, I think there's maybe the only time that's ever happened.
Well, no, it was, I think it was bigger than that. It was something that had to do with maybe
it was a civic show. Yes.
But they were right. You know, I really can't take tickets. And you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm absolutely okay with that, even at the lowest levels here. The other things that are going on in the world where you have in our city, we're getting ready to okay the marijuana. 10 stores, and for some reason they have delayed the naming of the businesses.
We don't even have 10 McDonald's.
No, we. thank you. Well, no, we don't have 10 McDonald's, but we do have 10 if you add them all up.
10 what?
McDonald's, Carl's Jr.,
okay.
You know, Burger
enough.
King,
yeah,
you know, they're all different. They're all different.
Burger purveyors.
You know, they're burger purveyors, okay? But the thing is why are they holding back on the names here? And, again, it's like $60,000 even before they open up the store, even before they do anything else. It's $67,000 in fees just to apply and to get the license to be able to do this. So does that tell you something about how much money they think they're going to make? And in the state of, you know, as Barry Tippin points out, though, this is not going to solve our money problems. if they're, you know, they feel like they may make $1 million out of, you know, 800,000 to a million off of marijuana in this city. 800,000 to $1 million. How much of that 800,000 to $1 million is going to be put back into the community to fight the things that marijuana brings? The more people coming in, more homelessness, all these kind of things. You know, how much is that going to cost? Does anybody have a good idea? We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know what? Jeff Wurst has been doing this a long time. He doesn't go out on the side of the road. He doesn't, put a little, you know, spackling on a little crack or something and say, okay, you're fixed. That's not what he does. He fixes it. He brings your car inside. He puts on a solution that he has that it comes from one of the schools, many schools that he has gone to. He guarantees it for life. It cooks right there in his facility. He fixed a crack in my windshield 10 years ago, and it has never gotten any bigger. Not one, hasn't spread at all. He guarantees his work for life. Yeah, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 24 inches in length. Going down to 3208 South Market Street, that's 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call, 241-8373. Jeff Wurst, a veteran, guarantees his work, and you will not be sorry. We'll be right back.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In the torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song like gold teeth, gray goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel.
I am Jim from Design Time. Oh, another doggy accident on your carpet. Oh, that's the worst. You can clean it up and hope it won't smell, or you can have the new LifeGuard waterproof backing from Shaw Floors. This patented LifeGuard system protects against odors and stains. If you have pets and kids, you can be confident that your home will stay clean and fresh with LifeGuard carpets from Shaw. Featured at Design Time. Stop by and see us. We're located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. See you there.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. your local choice in credit repair.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR on this Friday, 8:49 in the morning. It's currently, oh my goodness, 75 degrees and climbing. Today will be high. Our temperatures, it's going to be sunny with around 93. That's the prediction. And tonight will be 64. Now, don't forget, the Colt 45s are playing tonight. I think that Jared. Can you share one more time? Is this the longest game in history?
I didn't know it was even possible. 20 innings. And I just, after like the 12th or, actually, Carl, I think I texted you at like 11:30.
At the 13th inning, you texted me. I thought this morning. I went, I hope they're still not playing.
I almost thought that was going to be the case. I actually joked with Connor. I said I should just sleep here because I'll be here in a few hours anyways.
And Connor, I loved what you said too about Connor's going, okay, it's the 17th, blah, 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 blah. It is the 15th inning. Oh, Lord, let this happen.
He slowly got sadder and sadder.
But, I mean, to 145, I mean, who?
I don't
who
know.
Who stays?
How many people were still there?
Like I said,
the players.
Connor was saying there was about 20 people left towards the end.
That's kind of cool, though, because when something goes like that, then all of a sudden you go, hey, I wonder if they still have hot dogs.
Oh, wait, no, we're gonna.
So they turn off everything. Okay, can I have another beer?
After the sixth inning, I think they stopped serving alcohol. So
yeah, so
that's when I would have left.
So that was historic, I'm sure. Wouldn't you say that was a most historic evening?
That's definitely up there.
I mean, how could you even, like, remember that one time when they had this many, 145, they started at 7 and went to 145?
I'd like to not remember that one time.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So, anyway, tonight, the Crabs again?
Yeah.
So, they get to go home and take a nap and then play again.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know,
and you'll be here tonight producing again.
I will.
There you go.
You little diehards.
Hoping.
Fingers crossed.
Hoping that it's 29-1 and they call the game in the seventh inning.
You know what? The first game was we're not playing the Crabs tonight.
No, you're not playing the Crabs.
No.
You're playing the, what?
Is it Solano?
Yeah, it's the Solano.
Okay.
It's the Solano Tulip Lips.
Oh, you made that up.
Yeah, he totally just made that up.
We're playing Solano.
You're playing Solano.
Okay, well, yeah.
The
Solano
artichokes. The Solano artichokes.
Nobody wants to be called Tulip Lips.
The Solano artichokes. No. Okay. But tonight, we're going to the game tonight. If I can get over my allergies and Linda stop saying nasty things to me.
The hacker over here.
You know
Lord.
What? Okay. John Travolta just made another movie.
Oh, yeah. I just saw this. Yes.
It's called Gotti. You know, it's about this, it's about the mobster.
John Gotti.
It is so bad. It is so bad.
People are getting walking
out. People got up and walked out of the screening.
That?
You know, they walked out of the screening. And the guy that's doing the critic is going, you know, I can't really blame the director who took it over after a long series of unfortunate incidents that led to this production. He was hamstrung by Travolta, by a really grossly bad script and a series of producers, some of whom had criminal records.
Well, of course.
Well, most of the people in Hollywood probably have criminal records of some kind. Last night's premiere of Gotti was entertaining more for the celebrities who showed up. Regis and Joy Phillips, Susan Lucci and husband Hellman Huber, former police commissioner Ray Kelly and his wife, Veronica, and broadcasting son Greg. You know, I don't know what they thought, but so many people got up and left. My friend said, it's late. Maybe they were hungry. I mean, how would you like this?
I mean, I like this.
I mean, this was like, they said it's like a buffet of Goodfellas.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Man.
I'm sorry. I'm just, you know what? Hollywood. Hollywood is, here's the thing is, you're talking to people that, are, you know, that you were talking to your friend who's down in Hollywood and, you know, has a lot of friends down there. And so Hollywood just is convinced, the actors and actresses and directors and producers are just absolutely convinced they are right, that the rest of America is a bunch of dumb people that don't know anything. So they're using their high school educations that they have. The directors and the producers and the stars, you know, and their long string of great economic decisions and foreign policy, being in on foreign policy discussions and all this, but they are just absolutely convinced that they are right, that Trump's bad, and the people that voted for Trump are just ignorant fools that live out and, you know, plow fields and go to family reunions to find their next girlfriend. I mean, this is what they think.
Well, if you're conservative, you have to stay in the closet in Hollywood. It just, you know, I mean,
you have to stay so far back in the closet.
You know what? I remember when I think it was Last Man Standing, or
remember him?
Right? Well, everyone said that Tim Allen got like shunned or canceled because of his conservative views.
Yeah,
but the show did get renewed eventually.
It just got renewed.
But just as an example, Frasier, the guy that plays Frasier is a big conservative.
Yeah.
That show lasted forever.
Yeah, but do you see him on anything else? Do you see anything? See him on anything?
Well,
else?
He's been on Broadway.
Well, here's the thing: if you are a star,
that it's a cartoon, like a DreamWorks thing, but he voices one.
John Voight's very conservative.
Right.
Now, but here's the thing: is that
what
Linda says is true, unless they are big, like John Voight's big, and he doesn't really care, and he's a great actor.
Kelsey Grammer's pretty
Kelsey
big, too.
Kelsey Grammer's, you know, pretty big, so he can, you know, so you see him out there. You'll see Tom Selleck, who's got that TV show, because people really like Tom Selleck. But if you're like a producer, or you're in the sound, you know, if you're in that level, you know, you're not the top star, or you're down starring, you come out and you say, well, hey, I think that Trump's doing a great job. Here, I'm wearing my Make America Great hat again. You may not work in the industry for a long time.
Okay, so breaking news. A federal judge has just ordered former Trump campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, to jail to await separate trials on money laundering and fraud charges following allegations that he sought to obstruct the Russia inquiry while he was on house arrest. Manafort, who just two summers ago was celebrating Donald Trump's nomination at the Republican National Convention, was charged last week along with Russian business associate Konstantin Kilimnik, as part of an alleged scheme to tamper with two witnesses in the existing cases against Manafort. Prosecutors asserted that the alleged obstruction effort, in which Manafort and Kilimnik sought to coach the testimony of the two unidentified witnesses, should trigger the revocation of Manafort's bail, sending him to jail to await a trial in Alexandria, Virginia, on bank fraud charges and separate September trial in Washington, D.C., where he faces a vast money laundering and fraud conspiracy.
Well, you know, see, now here I am on this is, you know, Manafort may be just absolutely guilty, but I can't help but think that this was a political thing to try to bring down Trump, too. Now, it could be totally separate, and I'm sure it is, but to have something like this, the only reason he started getting... probably the only reason that they even looked at him, because he was in the Trump campaign, and you know, and they were going after everybody in the Trump campaign. The AG of New York, the Attorney General, not the Attorney General, because remember who he was? He got ousted for beating up women. You know, remember that guy slapping women around, and he said, "Oh no, they wanted that." Yeah, well, that's a great answer, buddy. So his appointee after them have put, you know, charges against the Trump Foundation. And here's what they say. Oh, it's a slush fund. The Trump Foundation took in $19 million, which they turned and gave to all these different charities. They had no overhead. They had nothing. You know, nobody was getting paid for it. The money just came in and went out.
According to reports.
And then they're saying is that, oh, well, you know what? It was a slush fund. A slush fund for what? For what? They're, you know, again, it's something else that you know, Democrats are trying to do. Oh, you know, you can't do that. You can't just take money in and give it out. Well, why? I don't understand that. You know, nobody has accused them of using it for their own things. They've said, oh, and even Trump actually even wrote $2 million worth of into it himself. Well, yeah. I mean, it's a fund for people. Again, so many things happening. So many things happening. I can't wait to really get going on this thing with as the elections get closer and closer and closer. The one thing I really want to talk, and I'm trying to get Les Baugh on next week because he's the head of the Board of Supervisors. I really want to have him on to talk about this grand jury report. Where's this money gone to? Where is this money? Was the money used to open up the third floor? I mean, are we putting any more money into this? What's going on? Anyway, that'll be on hopefully next week. And we can get everybody, if we get him to agree to come on next week, and maybe Larry Lees, maybe we can do that. Plus a few other things coming on that are like really big surprises.
Well, happy Father's Day on Sunday, and for all of you fathers.
And my birthday.
Oh,
and your birthday.
When's your birthday?
It's on Father's Day.
Oh.
I'm turning 23.
And holding.
Yeah.
Well, ever. Have a great day. And it's the good guys against the bad guys. Have a great weekend. Which are you?